Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
That's right. Let's get you updated on all the national news right now floating around. Katie, this one will make your little toes curl.
Okay.
Riley Green's going to serve as a coach on NBC's season 30 of The Voice.
Yeah, I saw that.
He announced it on Saturday on the socials, joining the previously confirmed coaches, Kelly Clarkson and Adam Levine. It's going to stream on Peacock. His little quote is, "I guess y'all can start calling me coach. See you this fall."
You're not going to call him coach,
I won't
though,
call him
right?
coach. Like I'll call him Riley. He's not my coach. Anyway, are you excited about this?
I saw that. I was like, way to go, NBC, getting me to watch The Voice again, right? Because
he's so dreamy.
I'm such a fan of his, and I'm only like a fan of his music and how he looks. I can't imagine to see just him talking in real life.
You can watch that show on mute now.
Exactly.
You don't even care.
I don't even know. Like,
he is the best looking man on the planet. I hate that guy.
So
I hate
good looking. And you know, who knows? Maybe he's got something to say too. So tune in to find out.
Well, maybe.
Yay. I'm very excited about that news.
You did good. Yeah. You did real good. You're a good singer.
That's exciting.
That is exciting for somebody out there. Oh, swoon. Britt broke her social media silence on Saturday, calling her recent troubles a blessing in disguise after she pleaded guilty to reckless driving and completing some rehabilitation. She expressed gratitude for so many new, beautiful people I have met through my spiritual journey, like my parole officer.
Her cellmate.
Cookie in the kitchen. Serving things up on that prison tray.
Oh, I'm glad.
Cookie in the kitchen gave me an extra biscuit.
Yeah. And now we're friends.
Now we're besties forever.
I like that she's able to look at it in a positive light, though. There's always something good you can take
from it. That's
you know?
The whole thing. It's like you get, you know, dinged for the reckless driving and being a drunk, and you're like, you know what? I need to change my ways.
Yeah, this was the,
it's
you know,
probably time.
Message I needed. So
it's true. So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, only time will tell, and we'll see if you know, she starts dancing like crazy with knives on her Instagram account.
Exactly. We'll be up to speed on it.
So there's this great story out this morning that definitely caught my eye. It's remembering the hottest trends from the 90s. The best fads of the 90s. I know a lot of you are going to relate to this. Pogs. God, I still have my tube of Pogs.
I was the Pog champion.
No, you weren't.
I was for multiple years.
I have the best. I should bring it in. It's a giant golden slammer.
Oh,
it's
yes,
bright gold and it's thick because you'd slam it, you know, and the better slammer you had, the more, you know, cred you had. And it's O.J. Simpson in jail, and it's like him behind bars, and you would slam it like he's in the slammer.
Oh, no.
That's got to be worth a couple bucks now. It's got to be worth a couple bucks now.
Man.
Grunge music and grunge style, thank you very much.
Yeah, cargo pants. I see them all the
cargo
like,
pants.
Yeah, JNCOs, right?
Are you kidding me?
The flare, like, yes.
Are you kidding me right now? Like I just mentioned a little bit ago, we had a road trip to Nebraska this weekend. We were in the car for like 13 hours, and man, that 90s grunge station, it hits.
Yeah.
It hits, definitely. The Super Soaker. Remember the Super Soaker?
Yes!
Oh, I had the one where you had the backpack that you could fill it with it, and you had like a hose out to the...
Wow.
Bit of a high roller back
intense.
In the 90s. Don't want to brag. What is it? The JNCO jeans?
Yes, the big elephant-like jeans. Yeah.
The Game Boy, the OG Game Boy. Starter jackets. I still have mine.
Yeah.
It's a Rockies one. Slap bracelets.
Those are coming back too?
Oh, yeah. I loved me some slap bracelets. Did you ever do it where you slapped it around your neck and tried to get... Maybe that was just me.
That was a guy.
You slap your
thing.
Friends in the face with it? No, maybe it was just me.
No.
And then in music, Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and good old No Doubt.
Oh, yeah, No Doubt.
Best fads of the 90s. Oh, this one makes me feel happy. And I won't even mention the bottom of the list, Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah.
I still got a box of them.
Yeah, we can admit we were wrong about those.
I am still holding on to them because I know that Princess Bear. Just the Princess Diana bear is going to be sending me into retirement early.
And listen,
I just know it.
We were told that these bears would pay for college.
That's right. That's why I'm holding on to them. All right, Katie, hit us with all the local stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, first of all, there was a bobcat sighting in Centennial. You guys have said you could take a bobcat. I know. Every time we talk about this animal specifically, you guys are like, no problem. I could take a bobcat.
Easy peasy. I told you, you just lay on them.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Once you get a hold of them, you just lay on them.
Oh, my goodness. But deputies say this bobcat has been spotted in the area of Holly Street and Dry Creek Road. So that's right
Oh, that's right down the road.
That is in Centennial.
Get your kicking shoes on.
No, and so I saw this story on social media, and a lot of people were commenting and saying things like, oh, this is our, like, resident bobcat. We see her around all the time. So it's not something that's new to the people in the neighborhood. But because it's been brought up so much, cops are coming out and saying, listen, if you see a bobcat, please don't approach it, because especially if you have small animals. Yeah. So if you're out walking like a little toy poodle, you have to be cautious, because that's what they're looking for. I mean, as they're cute and you guys think they're little and you could totally hand them, they are apex predators still, right? I'm just saying.
Okay,
so just be cautious, especially if you have those little puppy nanas. Little puppy nanas looking for
and toddlers, whatever.
And toddlers, please.
And the elderly.
Oh, please keep
track.
You can
take your grandma down, no problem.
Yeah, of all those things. Please keep an extra eye on grandma. Please, please.
Can you imagine
please.
That thing wandered like into Park Meadows or something?
No, that's what, but they have pictures of it, and it's just like walking along a fence line. Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
It just fits right into the neighborhood. Just keep, you know, little extra eyes out for the bobcat, especially if you're in that area. We do have a good news for skiers and boarders, though. You can still head up to A Basin if you want to shred.
Epic,
yes,
bro.
I know. They're going to stay open through May 17th, and they had originally planned to call it quits on May 3rd. So that is a big yay. Go get some
snow. God, how much snow did they get up there?
Apparently a lot.
Holy cow. Good for them.
I guess this last snow dumped like 2 feet in some areas. I know Estes Park got just hammered with powder. So, yeah, I mean, the ski resorts got a little bit of
the
late
slopes,
stuff.
Bro. Go thanks, shred. Late nature.
Some epic gnar.
We hit some native roots and go up there, bro. Skis.
Yeah, well, and after such a disappointing ski and snowboarding season, I'm glad that they've got at least a little late season fun to get into, right? Okay, and then we want to give a shout out to a University of Colorado Boulder professor who made some headway on the national stage this week.
Why is that?
Yeah, well, India Carney, she is a multi-talented solo artist and, again, professor out at CU Boulder. Older. She sang backup vocals for Olivia Rodrigo's performance on SNL.
Olivia Rodrigo? Ooh, do I have any Olivia Rodrigo?
You sure do. I know you do.
I'm just going to give you a taste of one where she goes,
Here, please.
This one. This one. Do, you know this one, right?
The one I was hoping you would play, Jeremy.
That was her. That was her.
That's
right
all
there.
You get. Yes. That is all you
that
get.
That was her, but she sang backup. So India, big shout out to India. She's a seasoned performer, and she's worked with artists like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga already. But yeah, she sang backup this last Saturday night. So nice little local shout out.
So she was on SNL?
She was on SNL performing backup.
Good for her.
What a great gig.
Right? Good for her.
I get it.
Funny. An amazing gig. And again, nice little local shout out.
You get paid for that?
I'm sure she does. How do you go on SNL and not get paid, right? She's a backup vocalist, so.
Yeah, but that's almost one of those things where you're like, that's a solid attaboy for my resume, so I don't even know if I would want to be paid,
they
you know?
They pay the performers on SNL? I guess
They
do. That's their job.
So they pay the backup performers
but
as well.
Is it like the Super Bowl where it's just huge publicity and huge, you know? What would that be? Promotion for yourself? And you're like, don't pay us.
Well,
we
here both. We are talking about her again. India Carney, professor at CU. What up?
What up, Carney?
Yeah, that's a nice local shout out, though,
good
right?
Luck.
Exactly. Go Buffs.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date on everything going on this goofy planet this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.